Welcome to the C3 SYD podcast. Our heart for you is that you would know Jesus, find community, and discover purpose. To find out more about our church, head to our website at c3syd.church. We hope that this message encourages you today.
Hello, church. Welcome to our latest campaign launch during the month of May. Here's what I want you to do. I want you to turn to someone right now and say, are you ready? Are you ready? If they don't look ready, maybe just give them a little pinch. Maybe don't do that. Just do something. Are you ready? Are you ready? Come on. If they're way down the row, yell down the row. Come on, every location, everywhere from Avalon to Parramatta, all over Sydney. Ask, have you done that? I love that noise. I love the noise. Are you ready? Here it is. Here's our campaign during the month of May. It is called, everybody, listen. It is called The Ripple Effect. So, church, here we are. The Ripple Effect. And we're going into this campaign during the month of May off the back of Easter. And we had Mother's Day last week, so exciting. And we love all our mums. We're able to gather around all the work that Alyssa Chan is doing, which is amazing. And then next week is Go Week. Go Week is through our Connect Groups. We're going to be doing acts of kindness, serving our local community around our locations all across Sydney. And so that's going to be a beautiful time to find out more about it. Ask your Connect Group leader. If you're not in a Connect Group, go to our Next Step Lounge and we'll help you find community through a Connect Group today. And then in a month, we have Vision Builders Dinner, a month after that, which is going to be a time when we gather around our vision. We're not launching a new vision. We're talking about how we can expand and accelerate our existing vision to see Sydney a city for Christ, to help people know Jesus, find community and discover purpose. So, the ripple effect today, really what we're talking about, when we talk about the ripple, the aftermath of Easter is the church. What God then started in Christ continued through the church. And the Western world we live in has a lot of ideas about the church and a lot of understandings of the church, things like this. Now, the church is a place you go. Church is a building where Christians attend. Church is a place where people who need a crutch gather. Church is another club. It's like an RSL. It's like another group. It's another organization. The church is a nice place full of nice people, which it is mostly. The westernized understanding of the church is that church is something you consume. It's content you consume. That church is a show. That the members of the church are its customers. But in the ripple effect over this time, the ripple effect, what we are talking about is the impact of Easter that changed everything, the death, the resurrection, the ascension of Jesus. And then what through that has happened, the ripple effect of what Jesus has done 2,000 years ago. We're going to look at the ripple effect and the ripple effect of that, of the gospel, is the church. And so we want to get some things straight. I want to get some things straight off the top about what is the church, who is the church. The church is, listen to me. The church is not a building. I mean, that's a place we gather. But church, by definition, is not a building. Church is not an organization. Church is not an institution. Church is, everybody, you ready? Church is the people of God. It's you. Come on, point to someone around you. Say, it's you. Point to someone next to you. Say, it's you. I know we're having fun today. We're having fun. Point to someone. It's you. Okay, that's enough. You've told them? Okay, bring it back. Bring it back, everyone. Come on, come back. The church is the people of God. And this is so important that we understand this as a church. Church is not something that you consume. Church is something we build. As the church, we belong to Jesus. Jesus is our high priest. I am not your high priest. Jesus is our high priest. And I'm here, we are here as a team, as leaders, as senior pastors, to point you to Jesus. We belong to Jesus, and we have a mission of eternal magnitude and significance as the church. So here's what's going to happen over the next 3 weeks. We're going to talk about three key identities, definitions, aspects of the church. First thing we're going to look at next week is the church is the temple of the Holy Spirit. As the church, we are the temple of the Holy Spirit. 1 Corinthians 3:16 to 17. Don't you know that you are God's temple and God's Spirit dwells in your midst? I love it. Then the week after that, we're going to look at the church, the people of God. The church, the people of God. 1 Peter 2, 9 to 10 in the NIV. But you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession, that you may declare the promises of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light. Once you were not a people, but now. Everyone say now. Now, but now. Beautiful, but now. You are the people of God. Once you had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy. Then week three, we're going to look at the church, the body of Christ. Look at Ephesians 1, 22 to 23 NIV. It says, and God placed all things under his feet and appointed him to be head over everything for the church, which is his body. The fullness of him who fills everything in every way. I loved it the other day in a service. I said, you know, Jesus is the head and the church is the body. And it's really important that we are, if we're following Jesus, that we're connected to the people of God, because Jesus is the head, we're the body, and that is intrinsically connected. And then I said, if the head's not connected to the body, what is it? And someone beautiful yelled out, decapitated! And I thought that was quite gruesome. But all I was going to say is not alive. But that's the truth. Jesus is the head. We are the body of Christ. So during this campaign, we're going to be going through Acts. And something we need to be reminded of is that the book of Luke and the book of Acts are actually one piece of writing. They actually flow together as one. Both written by Luke. And the book of Acts really needs to be read in this way because it flows. It's Luke is the account of what Jesus did. So in the Gospel of Luke, Gospel according to Luke, it's the account of what Jesus did and said. Acts is the account of the disciples replicating Jesus and what the disciples did and said. So Luke is looking at what Jesus said and did. Acts is looking at what the disciples, as they replicated what Jesus did and said, is now looking at what the disciples did and said. And here's some interesting things. Luke, the author, he's the largest contributor to the New Testament in terms of verse count. So number of verses, 2,157 verses. Go, Luke. Come on, Luke. 28% of the New Testament written by Luke. So this is some serious great stuff we need to lean into. Luke is a physician, and we know these details about him from Scripture, that he's a Christian and a well-educated writer. He had good knowledge of the Old Testament. He was not an eyewitness, but he was writing based on other eyewitness accounts. And he was likely a companion of Paul. He often talks about we, so meaning him and Paul, in a lot of context through the book of Acts. And then there's some key themes we see in Luke and Acts. We see the kingship of Jesus. We see the inauguration of the kingdom of God. And we see the emphasis on the work of the Holy Spirit. So here's what I want you to get in this campaign is that the church, its purpose and its rhythm are intertwined. The purpose of the church and the rhythm of the church are actually intertwined. And the rhythm of the church that we see in the book of Acts is this: gathered and scattered. Gathered and scattered. This is the rhythm of the church: gathered and scattered. And we see this rhythm, but we also see the purpose of the gathering and the purpose of the scattering. So the rhythm and the purpose of the church are intertwined into one, and that's what we're going to look at today. What I want you to catch about this is that if the church is just all gathered, we become insular and we become a swamp. You know, a body of water is meant to have flow. So when a body of water is stagnant, still, not moving, it actually starts to smell. And sometimes our Christianity can get a stench to it because we've become insular. It's all about us. But in 2023, we are a church purpose for others. It's the flow. So if it's all gathered, it starts to become insular, a cliquey club. But if it's all scatter, we have no power. So if we never gather and all we do is go, go, go out into the world and we're out in our jobs and we're out in at the RSL and we're down at the wherever out in restaurants and we're out in the world and we're out at work and we're playing sport, if all we do is just out there and we never gather, we actually have no power. So it is not one or the other, it's actually both. It's a rhythm. And the purpose of the church is intertwined into that rhythm, gathered and scattered. And so, church, this is why this is so important. Because if you think of a football player, a soccer player, if they just train and never play on game day, the good thing about training is it's safe, it's a good environment, there's investment, there's growth happening, it's awesome. But if all they do is train and they never play on game day, they're never going to apply what they've been learning and growing in. But vice versa, if all a footballer does is play on Saturday and they never train, on game day, they're not going to have the investment or the resource or the capacity they need to be able to play the game on the weekend. And that's what we need as a church. We need the environment where we're gathered, where we are receiving equipping and empowerment and there's investment and we're encouraging one another. We're growing together. We're getting better together. We're being filled again and again with the power of the Holy Spirit, and we're getting equipped and empowered. But if that's all we do, and we're never out in real time, out in the real world, being a witness for Christ, we're going to find ourselves out of sync. That will not be healthy. We will not be a healthy church if we just gather. We will not be a healthy church if we just scatter. We need to gather and scatter together. Okay, how are you doing? You doing all right? Come on, talk to me. You doing all right? You're allowed to talk. Yell at the screen. Yep. Good, good, good. Okay, so that's the rhythm. The rhythm, a healthy, thriving church has the rhythm of gathering and scattering. And then the purpose that is intertwined into that rhythm. So the purpose of gathering is to be equipped and empowered. And the purpose of scattering is to be a witness of Jesus. The purpose of gathering is to be equipped and empowered, and the purpose of scattering is to be a witness of Jesus. So let's look at this, gathered to be equipped and empowered. The first purpose of the church is to be empowered. We gather to pray and to be empowered for our mission. Acts 2, 1 to 4, they're all together in one place, but they were gathered for a purpose. And that purpose was to pray and to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Being filled with the Spirit is not just a one-off moment. Actually, we read through Acts, there was many moments where they were filled, where they were baptized, where they were continually being filled with the Holy Spirit. Why? Because we leak. Our life leaks. We scatter. We go out into our jobs, into our families, into our public lives, into our world out there, and we leak. And so we need to gather so that we can be filled afresh with the Spirit of God. We see this in Acts 1 verse 8, Ephesians 5 18, Acts 4 31. So we're going to go to this scripture in Acts 2 verse 42 to 47 in the ESV. And so read along with me. It says this in verse 42, and they devoted themselves, they being the church, devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and the fellowship, to the breaking of bread. Who loves bread? Yeah, me too. And the prayers. and awe came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were being done through the apostles. Then it says, and all who believed were together, they had all things in common, and they were selling their possessions and belongings, distributing the proceeds to all as any had need. Selling their possessions, they were resourcing each other. Then it says, and day by day. So they met in the temple and at the table day by day, attending the temple together and breaking bread in their homes. They received their food with glad, generous hearts, glad and generous hearts, praising God and having favor with all the people and the Lord. Who? The Lord added to their number day by day those who were being saved. So look, if we go right to the back of the top of this scripture, and they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching. So that's the words that were being, the word of God being preached. And that's the beauty of services and the fellowship. So the community, that's the beauty of connect groups. And so we see in this scripture, we can see the rhythm of gathering for the church was temple and table. For us today, temple is our services, where we gather, we worship, we hear the word of God, we see each other, we're focused on Jesus, we're helping us grow and take steps towards Christ. And then the table is our connect groups. And this is where we take off the mask, we're real with each other, we open up our lives, we pray for each other, we read the Bible together, we eat, we have bread, we have food. Please note, at Connect Group, you've got to have food. Amen. It's like a must. And whatever it is, just buy a packet of chips. It doesn't have to be a big expensive thing, but eating together, something amazing about it. And then it says, whoop, and then it says that they were praying and there was works. So there was word and works. They were talking about the Bible and then they were seeing it outworked. They were seeing people get healed, signs and wonders. They were seeing the gospel actually in action and at work in people's lives. So the temple and the table is the rhythm of the gathering of the church. And for us, that is services and connect groups. And then it says they believed together, they were selling common, so they were resourcing each other, looking after each other. And look what it says here. This is beautiful. The atmosphere of the church. So day by day, the temple, so there it is again, services, breaking bread in their homes. So that's the table, that's connect groups. They received their food with glad. So look at this. They were glad. They were generous. They were praising God. They had favor with each other. So here's the atmosphere of a healthy, thriving, gathered church in connect group and in services. This is what it looks like. Glad. Glad. Happy. Not sad. Ooh, not surviving our way through church. Ooh, just getting through. No. Happy, glad, laughing. You should laugh heaps at church. It should be the happiest, funnest place on earth. Connect group shouldn't be so serious and so deep and so profound that there's not a gladness. Glad, they were glad. They were generous, not stingy, big-spirited, not gossipy, not competitive with each other, not pulling each other down, generous. And they were praising God, not complaining, not just saying, God, do this for me. God, do that for me. God, why haven't you? Why don't you? Praising God, thanking God, worshiping God, honoring God. The key to God's presence is praise. And this is the atmosphere of a healthy, thriving, gathered church. Pray, glad, generous, praising God, and had favor with all the people. There was favor. There was not division. There was unity. There was oneness. There was honoring of each other, preferring each other, favor with each other, a great sense of unity and pleasant community as there is a healthy, thriving, gathered church. So now we've got gathered to be empowered and equipped. Then we're looking at scattered to be a witness of Jesus. So number one, the gathering, the purpose of the gathering is to be equipped and empowered. The purpose of scattering is to be a witness of Jesus. So let's go back to the iPad. You ready? We're going back. Let's look at this scripture, Acts 1-8 in the ESV. You might be reading from the NKJV. God bless you. You might be reading from the NIV, the NLT. The Message, wherever you are, Acts 1 verse 8, it says, but you will receive power. Come on, everyone say power. Power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth. So here's what's interesting. Jerusalem was actually where Jesus was crucified. He was crucified in Golgotha, just outside of Jerusalem, but that was the area he was crucified. And then in Judea, that was the place that Jesus was, that region, he was rejected. In Samaria was the place where the disciples, they didn't really fit in, and the disciples looked down on Samarians because Samarians were half Jew, half Gentile. So Jews looked down upon them. The disciples looked down upon them. And then the end of the earth, this is where the disciples were complete strangers. New places they'd never been to where they were complete strangers. And a good way to look at this is actually that Jerusalem can actually represent for us the intimate sphere of influence, friends and family that we have. Jerusalem, it's that place. Judea and Samaria can actually, one interpretation could be that it represents people we know, but that are out of our immediate comfort zone. Ends of the earth, interpretation could be that it's those who are culturally and or socially different to us. A beautiful thing about Sydney is that in Sydney, we have the ends of the earth. We have every culture, every ethnicity, and we love it. And I believe that when we look at this scripture, it says, you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you and you will be my witnesses. So the purpose of the empowering of the Holy Spirit, that we get more and more, we grow in more and more, we're filled more and more as we gather, the purpose of the empowerment of the Holy Spirit is that we would be a witness. Not just that we would have tingles on our neck, not that we would just feel good. And I mean, it does feel good. The Holy Spirit, when you're filled with the Spirit of God, it's amazing. It is the best. No drugs, no drink, no experience comes even anywhere close to being filled with the Holy Spirit. But the point is that it's not just for us to hold on to it for ourselves. Listen, the gospel is not just for us to hold on. It's not a message just for you and I to hold on to. So the empowerment of the Holy Spirit is to make us a witness. It actually means that we go and we represent Jesus to the world because now we are filled with the Spirit of God. We have Christ in us, the hope of glory. And this is what God wants for the church. We are scattered to go and be a witness. Go week next week. We're going out to go and be a witness of Jesus. Do you remember our show and tell at school? Do you remember that? Show and tell? Well, when it comes to being a witness, show more than you tell. We don't need to walk around telling everyone. We need to show them what Christ is like, serving them, praying for them, acts of kindness, being humble, bringing the kingdom of God everywhere we go. That's how we show, that's how we bear witness that Christ lives in us, the fruit of the Holy Spirit, joy bubbling out of our lives. This is how we show the world what Jesus looks like. Are you with me, church? Come on. And this is what it means that we're filled with the Holy Spirit so we can be a witness, so we can go. And we know in Ephesians 4, 11 to 14, that the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the shepherds, and the teachers are there to equip the saints for the work of ministry. Listen to me. You don't need a microphone. And you don't need, is this thing on? You don't need a microphone. You don't need a stage to minister and to be someone that God is using in the earth. You don't need a pulpit. You've got one. It's your workplace. It's your job. It's who you are. You've got a context to be a minister. What is a minister? It is someone who meets a need. And the need we are meeting is one of a spiritual nature that people are craving. People might have everything. They might have money. They might have wealth. But on the inside, they are void. Void of real life. Void of meaning and purpose. And we as the church have the source of life. Not a kind of life, not a bit of life. We have the life. His name is Jesus Christ. And so you are called wherever you are. You can be an accountant and be a minister of the gospel. You can be an athlete. You can be whatever. And so I want to do a shout out right now to a beautiful man called Ken. Ken just joined my Connect group. And I love this guy. Ken, you're incredible. Shout out. Bro, love you. Love you. Ken, I mean, he's a software developer. He's run a business, sold a business, doing wonderful things in his career. And something I love about Ken is his generosity. He is finding opportunities everywhere he can to use his skill, to use his capacity to serve people, like making people, he made a friend a website for free, doing things, going and serving, helping his builder friend, his a beautiful guy who's been so generous towards him and who's been working on his home and doing stuff. So Ken, shout out to you, man. God is using you where you are and you are a minister of the gospel. Shout out to Myla and Adrian at our Silverwater location. Ken's from our Oxford Falls location. Myla and Adrian, they have a cafe called TNB and it is amazing cafe. But God is using them through this cafe just by creating an environment that actually has the Spirit of God as the undergirding quality of that cafe. People come and have their Connect groups there. People talk about how they can feel something different about this place. Shout out to you, Myla and Adrian. Shout out to Sateki. He's in his footy team. He started a Bible study with a bunch of players in their footy team. Go Sateki. We love that. We're cheering you on. Pete and Viv from our North Sydney location. Pete and Viv have been loving on their family, loving on friends and family, and been inviting their work colleagues. Pete invited a work colleague. And just, it's so amazing what God is doing through you. You are doing it. You're doing it. That's what it looks like to be the scattered church. Shout out to my dad. Come on, Dad, love you. In Avalon location. He's working on Jess and I, our home. He's renovating it for us with our builder, who's his friend, and just hearing Dad's conversations with our builder, our loving on him and his journey, which is a real journey. But Dad's just been so generous, so kind, loving on this guy. That's what the scattered church looks like. And that's the church we want to be. So, church gathered is to be equipped and empowered. The church scattered is to be a witness of Jesus. So, team, Ben, come and join me up on the stage here. Here's as we close, I want to say this. If you're here today and really the thing about purpose and discovering the power of God in your life is that it doesn't start with self. Actually, purpose, the empowerment of God in your life starts with God. And maybe you're here today and you've been looking at money, looking at all sorts of options in where to start in terms of finding purpose. Maybe on the inside you feel empty and void. You might have a lot of things, but not much on the inside, feeling stuck, feeling pain on the inside. We want to encourage you. Purpose starts with God. God knows you. God made you. God loves you. And right now, in just a moment, the team are going to have an opportunity for you to start with God by coming to Jesus Christ, receiving Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. So we're going to do that right now. Let me pray. Lord, we thank you for today. Thank you for this service. Thank you for the church. Thank you for the ripple effect, Lord, of your death, your resurrection, your ascension, all that you did on the cross. We thank you, Lord, that it impacts us as your church, gathered to be empowered, scattered to be a witness. In Jesus' name, they all said, amen. Love you, church. We'll see you soon.
Thank you for listening to the C3 SYD podcast. To make sure you don't miss out on our next podcast, click subscribe. If you want to find out more about following Jesus, get connected, or find a C3 SYD location near you, head to c3syd.church/connect-with-us. Don't forget, you can find us on YouTube and Instagram at c3.syd. We look forward to having you back soon.